I want to make it clear. There are plenty of things that has happened throughout the course of my life that was that didn't go well in my eyes, right? But I choose to believe, just because my plan didn't go as planned, I believe that God just had a better plan.
To some, boundaries are just placing limits. To me, it's where the limitless things begin.
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning into the Boundaries and More podcast with Jess Abraham. I'm your host, Jess Abraham, and today's episode is brought to you by Joyful Styles. Joyful Styles is a lifestyle brand that provides premium quality apparel that promotes joy and positivity. Joyful Styles believes how we approach a situation matters, and choosing to be joyful makes all the difference. You have the power, and it's time to embrace it. So get your Joyful Styles apparel at joyfulstyles.com. That's joyfulstyles.com. Let's go. Let's go. I am super excited to talk about this topic today because, yeah, some of the things that happened recently, hilarious, like just different things that's happened. And again, I'm excited to talk about this. So today's topic is perspective is everything. Perspective is everything. I know I said some hilarious things happen, but this is serious, right? This is super serious because this is truly what I've discovered and realized, that this is really the secret sauce. People think like it's other things. There's some ingredients that go into the sauce, but this right here makes a big difference. So I want to start with saying, what you focus on, you get more of, right? What you focus on, you get more of. So good, bad, indifferent, doesn't matter. If that's what you focus on, you get more of that. Like, it takes me to, you know, right off the bat, an example. When people say, like, you know what? Somebody can do 10 things right, but do one thing wrong, and people start to focus on that wrong thing. Like, that's true, but it shifts people's perspective, and that's just how they look at it. But so what now and what they see? They just see all the wrongdoings versus all the amazing things that has happened up until that point. Their perspective is everything. Now, I want to say that whatever you choose to do and whatever your perspective is based on whatever you're doing, whatever it is in life, right? It really doesn't matter if, like, I want to backtrack, slow down here. It really doesn't matter what area we're referring to. Just know that it applies everywhere, right? So again, slowing things down, I really want to take the time to define perspective, right? So perspective is your particular attitude toward your way of regarding something, right? Or just basic, simply put, your point of view. Your point of view matters. So I want to say that perspective is everything. So your point of view matters, right? An example for me is that I truly, truly have an abundant mindset. I do. I didn't necessarily know to call it that way back when, but my mind has typically been programmed, despite growing up situations, whatever. Something in me have always kind of had this abundant mindset. Right. And truthfully, I believe because of my abundance mindset throughout the course of my life, like, things have happened abundantly. There's been abundance in all areas of my life. Like, of course, my marriage, my finances, my just everything. Right. My growing up, you weren't even thinking about it a certain way, just my academically, all these different things, just I've been, you know, being blessed in so many ways. And of course, certain things with my own merit, right? But it's like, yeah, I see things in an abundance perspective, and I don't necessarily look at it as like it's, I don't know, I do know, but I just must slow down here to truly break this down to properly get this out. But so that my mindset has been programmed to abundance, basically, like, and I've, of course, things happen throughout the years and it just shifts. You have to be on top of it, right? So it's been programmed to abundance. So abundance has been my life. My life is full of abundance, right? In so many ways. And even truthfully, things that I'm currently working towards, I see it already happening abundantly, right? Not just on the surface level, but abundantly, because I truly believe and view life based on abundance. So because of my perspective, there's not a whole lot of things that truly just gets me down or I'm just whatever, because I see the abundance. I see the vision with all the amazing things that will happen. Right. There's no swaying or second guessing that. Like, of course, I have my times again with things. I might get down about something, but quickly I shift really, really quickly. And I just thank God for that all the time, because it's like, man, if I didn't, I would have this type of victim mentality. We briefly touched on that before, but victim mentality, like some people have. Me and my wife personally know people who dwell in that victim mentality. Now, I will tell you this, we limit our time with those people as much as possible, because we don't want none of that stuff rubbing off on us, which it won't, I feel, because we have, yeah, if we stay around it long enough, it will. And we definitely don't want that. But when people have this, this victim mentality, they continue to attract the things of a victim, whatever that looks like for them, right? Oh, woe is me. This isn't fair. Why are these things happening? Oh, blah. Like all these different things is that victim mentality. And you know what? Why it seems they think like, oh, all these bad things are happening. And I truly believe they are. In their minds, like these bad things, right, are happening to them, but it's because they're attracting more bad things. Like, simple. I truly, truly believe that with all my heart, all of it, right? What you focus on, you get more of. So if you're out here focusing on the bad things or all the things that didn't go right, you're going to get more things that won't go right. You're going to get more bad things in your life, because that's how you see everything. Perspective is everything. So if that's what you're doing, that's what you'll get. Simple, right? Again, I want to make it clear. There are plenty of things that has happened throughout the course of my life that that didn't go well in my eyes, right? But I choose to believe, just because my plan didn't go as planned, I believe that God just had a better plan. Even if that was teaching me a lesson in certain situations for me to learn from, just different things I went through in life to have certain credibility to even help people through situations. Like, I've been there, done that. During the time, obviously, it felt horrible and all these things, but I knew, again, that there was another side of that full of abundance, right? The good side of that, the positive. I choose to think that way. I choose, just like the Joyful Styles brand, right? I choose joy. It's a mindset. It's this is... Perspective is everything. I'm telling you, when those things didn't go right in my life or the as planned, if I had dwelled there, like, it wouldn't make my life any better. So I want to talk to you right now. If you're someone out there that things aren't looking like it's going your way, or it's not working for you right now, or whatever it is that's happening. If you're out there just, oh, woe is me, all these things are happening, this sucks, blah, like, it's going to keep, you're not going to get out of that, right? So in the midst of, right, choose to be happy about it, choose joy, choose to count it all joy. Like, whatever goes on, like, hey, this isn't happening to me, this is happening for me. There's a lesson here that I must learn to get through to the other side. Look, if you change perspective, is everything. If you change that perspective, I promise you, I can guarantee you, money back guaranteed. If you change your perspective, your whole life will change. Try something different. If you're someone, again, with that victim mentality, woe is me, try to look at it through a different lens. I mean, at this point, really, truly, what do you have to lose? In my eyes, only thing you have to lose is that victim mentality. And I know people who love to play the victim. They love to stay there. And if you're, I don't even think, if you're someone who like to play the victim truly and without an open mind or a growth mindset, I don't believe that that's you listening to this podcast. If you're here listening to this podcast, more than likely you're someone who may have been in some of these situations, but you choose differently now. You choose the better side of things, the abundant side of things. And I'm proud of you. So thank you for being here. Your future self will absolutely thank you for being here. And as long as you apply the lessons and the practical tips that I give throughout this episode and all the other episodes, I believe truly it'll be a powerful, powerful shift and transformation in your life. Money back guaranteed. I truly believe that perspective is everything. So, got to shift that perspective, right? Like I said, man, look, I choose joy. I'm telling you, y'all, it's like, it's seriously a lifestyle for me, right? To me, that's why joyful styles is so important, because it's a lifestyle. Right, it's a lifestyle brand. That's not just a saying. It's truly a lifestyle brand that I've embodied. Truly, when things aren't going my way, I literally will say out loud, "I choose joy." I will say, "You know what? I live a joyful styles life." Period. I live a joyful styles life. It's more, I can just go on with that, but I'll leave that part there just to shift gears a bit, right? Perspective is everything. I want to say that. Like, another example is coming up to me. Me and my wife recently, we've been watching a lot of shows that have different lessons in them, but they've been focusing more on law, right? Lawyers and things of that sort. And what happens is, right, these lawyers, they tell their clients up, you know, dressed a certain way, right? You come in there, don't make these different movements. And, you know, they kind of train them and coach them in a way, because if they decide to come dressed a certain way, or if they decide to be, you know, let somebody get up under their skin or all these different things, whoever is in that courtroom, right, their perspective of this person will not be necessarily favorable for that person, right? So, again, it's everywhere. Perspective is everything. It's everything. And I remember being in the military, they used to say this stuff, like something similar to this all the time. The exact saying isn't coming to me right now, but the lesson still is. So basically, when, again, people come into the office or people do certain things. And if someone seems like they have an attitude or they don't want to assist somebody, whatever, they might be having a great day. We don't know. But if you're acting a certain way, the perspective of the person that's trying to get your assistance looks like you're not, right? We all see it going to different restaurants and different establishments, right? Sometimes you'd be like, man, this person definitely didn't want to come to work today, right? Because their perspective is likely they don't want to be there, or they're not being treated fairly, or all these different things. And now what they're doing, they're acting and wearing that on them. So all the customers see it, right? I know y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not the only one that's went into an establishment and the person just acted and looked like and just been like, they definitely don't want to be there. But they ain't, look, they ain't my problem. I'm like, hey, you can find somewhere else to work. You can just not come to work. You can do make different decisions in life to, again, make different decisions in life so that you don't necessarily have to be there when you don't want to, etc., right? Perspective. And me, when that happened, my perspective is that, yo, that's on them. I'm not about to have a crappy time in certain places that I decided to go to because someone working there is having a crappy day. Like, you're not about to change my perspective necessarily of how it is. Now, if you're just a restaurant and you're giving all these crappy service and all this crap, like, my perspective of your establishment is that you just don't care. Y'all just have anybody up in there. You don't care. So I ain't coming back. That's my perspective of what they do. I'm like, hey, well, I ain't going to give them my money. I give it to somebody else. Period. Perspective is everything. I will keep saying that because I want you all to hear that over and over and over again. So when situations arise in your life, you know, you may, I just want you to even, look, just think twice about it. Oh, perspective is everything. You hear my voice in your head. Perspective is everything. Perspective is everything. You know what? I live a joyful style's life. You know what? I choose joy. Perspective is everything, right? I'm not going to stay here too long, but I want to mention about two more things before we get out of here. One thing definitely I've noticed in business, just in life, period, honestly, like, again, this applies to all areas of life. I've noticed that truly perspective also drives performance, right? The perspective also drives performance. Just like going into a restaurant or some type of establishment, just like I mentioned, their perspective is like, they don't want to be here. So their performance is like, oh, they might be a crappy server or something now. Like, right? Their perspective is driving their performance versus flipping that around. You know what? Like, hey, I'm just working this to get to that, whatever that thing is. And I'm happy because I'm thinking about that. Like, the different perspective. I'm telling y'all, go check out, if you haven't already, check out the episode that I did, Energy is Contagious, right? And I talked about more so in depth, like when it was a time in my military career when I was just like overworking at one unit. And I was just like, no, but my perspective is like, this is temporary. Right. So my perspective, if I had stayed in that, being so that that environment was so toxic, if I had just stayed in that, yeah, I don't know. I thank God all the time for my perspective and the way I see things because, man, it could have been bad for me. Again, perspective is everything. Certain situations too. Also, that's a tip, practical thing for you today, right? Besides, when things happen in same perspective as everything and telling yourself, you know what? I choose joy here. You know what? I live a joyful style's life, right? And in addition to those things, also tell yourself, like, you know what? This is temporary, right? Because that's a perspective. This is temporary. This won't be always. So if it's a hard time or you can't see the other side right now, just tell yourself, keep going because this is temporary and I will get to the other side of that, right? That's a real practical thing for you to do because if you sit and dwell, I promise you again, that is like guaranteed, it won't help you at all. Dwelling in the negative perspective is everything. Another thing I want to kind of mention is that when it's time for you putting boundaries in place, right? You're at this point, if you're a new listener, hey, if you're someone that's been listening and you've been building as these episodes been going on, let's go. Shout out to you, all right? But remember, perspective is everything. So when setting your boundaries, if you think like it won't work with certain people or whatever, it won't, right? Just do what you need to do and what's necessary for you. Because if you think it won't work, it won't. But once you think that it will work, it will. That's where it starts. Perspective is everything, right? Put those boundaries in place. If you're someone that don't even think that you need boundaries or someone around you have whatever it is, if you're thinking that way, that's whatever you think is true, basically, right? In that perspective, if you continue to go in that direction, perspective is everything. Now, this one thing, I'm going to get out of here, but this one thing I want to leave y'all with because this was just so hilarious to me. It literally had me in tears laughing. But again, it's all related. Perspective is everything. So my nephew, right? I have a nephew. He's about to be 10. And so recently my nephew told his mom that she was old, right? She's not old. She's not even 30 yet, you guys. So, but he told his mom that she was old. And so we're all on FaceTime and stuff. We asked, so why is she old? Whatever. And then he said, yo, she was born, like you were born in the 1900s. You were born in the 1900s. Listen, perspective is everything. Technically, he is not wrong. Technically, my nephew is not wrong. However, right, how we classify it, perspective is everything. Nah, there's 70s, there's 80s, there's 90s, right? There's some of those 2000 folks there, right? But perspective is everything. In his mind, right, he was born in the 2000s and she was born in the 1900s. So because it's the 1900s, she's old. That's how he sees it. Perspective is everything. Look, that's it. I'm getting out of here. We got some things to take care of right now, but perspective is everything. I need to regroup myself. But while you all thinking about that, again, having that replay in your mind over and over and over and over again, perspective is everything. Take some time out to follow us on Instagram at Boundaries and More Podcast. That's on Instagram at Boundaries and More Podcast. Also, if you haven't already, it is on me. I have not mentioned this and I've meant to, but I just be in the groove. But look, if you're curious to know what your boundaries level is right now, like you're not even sure where you're at, you kind of have an idea, but you want to just check it out a little bit, I have a boundaries quiz, right? Check the show notes and take that boundaries quiz. Take it. I'm curious to know what's your boundaries level. I want you to think about it and guess what you think it would be, what it will show. And then take the quiz. It's a really, really quick, a simple quiz. It's only about 8 questions on the quiz, but it'll help you out, tell you your boundaries level there. So go ahead and take that quiz. Also, you all be sure to go out and have an amazingly beautiful day. And remember, perspective is everything. All right. Talk to y'all next week.